Parents and children's advocates have some differing views about the Rochester City School District's decision to return some classrooms to in-person learning while others stay remote. WXXI's Noelle Evans has details.
Rebecca Hetherington is part of the district's Parent Leadership Advisory Council. At home, she has two sons in elementary school who are currently taking classes remotely, plus a toddler.
My first grader is doing what he calls his office, where he pulls a blanket over his head in order to do his assignments on the couch.
Hetherington says that her kids are lucky that their school is welcoming students back, but she's still apprehensive about sending them to school with the number of COVID-19 cases in the community. According to the Monroe County Public Health Department, more than 2,000 children under 10 have tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 2 weeks. Hetherington says even still, the alternative of remote learning isn't sustainable.
The way remote learning is right now, it's not going to work. It doesn't work. We spent a year trying to make it work, and it was a disaster for our family and for a lot of families. So any kids with any special needs or any type of modification.
Eamon Scanlon with the Children's Agenda says the district's decision to switch some schools back to in-person is a positive development.
Because students who've been remote the longest are the ones in the city, it's very unfortunate that they are also the ones the first to go back to remote because of staffing shortages. And we really need to do everything possible to make sure that those kids have access to in-person learning.
Superintendent Leslie Myers-Small said on Monday that other district schools could return to in-person learning by next Tuesday. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.